BJ and Jamie.
Fires out in California. Yesterday when we were talking about these, it was just a horrible, horrible situation.
It still is.
And it still is. Yeah, you're right about that. A lot of people have lost their homes as they rage through California. But you're telling me this morning, Jamie, that things have changed a little bit anyway.
Well, I was freaked out because it got into the Hollywood Hills and it looked like it was just going to take out the Hollywood Hills. But because now they have airdrops and because the wind died down a little bit yesterday, they're really lucky. Then I was thinking about your son too, because then it went into Studio City. The embers went into Studio City in those canyons, but they knocked it out. I watched all the airdrops, and man, those airdrops make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And the lake, the Hollywood Lake or whatever, is right there. So they could just go, and it literally takes 2 minutes for them to pick up more water.
That's nice.
I saw them taking water out of that lake and also the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
They were taking water from the ocean. Here's the latest from the news source.
Back to Los Angeles this morning, where a series of devastating wildfires are ravaging neighborhoods there. Look, again, this is a live shot where the story is being told time and time again. Devastation in neighborhood after neighborhood. Hurricane force winds have died down a bit, but at this hour, crews still battling five fires that have killed at least five people. More than 130,000 people are now under an evacuation order from the Pacific Palisades all the way along the coast of Pasadena and further inland.
Their resources are stretched thin down in Southern California, so they're relying on other states to help out in this emergency response.
Now, that's where we come into play, right?
Yeah. So we have Colorado people there and strike teams and all that. And it was amazing because everybody's coming in from, like, you know, Idaho and all these places, and they have all the trucks. You know how, like, the electric company, when the power goes out, they all line up?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was all fire trucks. It looked amazing.
You know, see, I like hearing stories like that where everybody comes to the rescue. Instead of these stories that you see circulating, like blame this person, we have no water, blame this person and all
CNN
that.
CNN and Fox last night were so annoying.
I hate that.
I just turned off CNN and Fox because it was all political, and I just watched KTLA on the live stream.
You know, there comes a time after this is all over and people's lives are saved and homes are saved that you can then look at accountability on this thing, okay? But not right now. This is not the time to do that.
Yeah.
I want to hear these stories about firefighters going out there and the National Guard that's going in there and how they're actually getting a handle on this thing. That's what you want to hear, right?
Yeah, and the good stories,
all right,
too. Yeah.
Here's a good story. This is Colorado and the firefighters.
Yeah, the state's Division of Fire Protection and Control says they got the call today. California was looking for around 200 additional fire engines and multi-mission aircrafts. Colorado has two of those. The state says firefighters left Colorado today to help Cal Fire. That's California's state fire department. They're bringing somewhere between 40 to 50 fire engines, as well as one of those multi-mission aircrafts. The plane doesn't carry water or anything like that, but what's special about it is that it's equipped with fancy cameras that can help with mapping and showing hot spots. They can see through smoke with infrared and color sensors, and that can help keep firefighters safe on the ground.
There you go. There you go.
So if you knew from a long time ago, Stretch Roberts, he was my producer a long, long time ago when I was in Los Angeles and when we actually simulcast here in Denver. And so here's what he wrote, okay? Because the Pacific Palisades, if you've ever been there, it's destroyed. The whole town is gone. It is literally, if you guys remember the Marshall Fire, it looks like that. If you remember when Colorado Springs had that fire in the suburbs.
Reminds me of Maui.
Yeah, it's just gone. And he and Maritza had a beautiful house in Pacific Palisades. They're quite positive that it's gone. So here's what he wrote. It's 8 days in the new year. I've officially damn near 60-year-old man have moved back in with my parents. The most valuable thing I own is a 2008 Volvo. I own one pair of shoes, three pair of underwear, four t-shirts, five dress shirts, a big white dog that I'm pretty sure is on the spectrum.
Wow. That's terrible.
I don't know what that last part is.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know he adopted a dog.
And there are thousands of people in that same situation.
Yeah.
When you read the list of all the homes that have burned with celebrities out there, John Goodman's house burned down. I think Paris Hilton watched hers burn on live TV. I think she said, and the list just goes on and on from James Woods, everybody, all these houses up in that area. And you know it well more than I do because I didn't live out there. I went out to Los Angeles many times, but you lived there, Jamie, and these places, these are multi-million dollar homes that are now uninsured.
Yeah.
Their insurance got dropped just months ago.
And what was weird for me is seeing all those beautiful houses along PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, which there's just, you know, Kanye West had that one house, remember? He bought it and then he sold, he should have kept it and kept insurance on it. But anyway, and he lost like $10 million on it or whatever because they gutted it. But it's all those houses that are on those kind of stilts hanging off PCH and they're all gone. Every one of them's gone.
Yeah, and I know a lot of these people have a ton of money, but man, when you lose all your possessions, I don't care if you're worth $300 million. There's stuff in there that you will never, your dad went through this with his place caught on fire. There's stuff in there that money cannot replace. And when you're worth $300 million, I'm sorry, you're still out some really precious items that were in your house. Because most of these people were told within an hour or so to gather up whatever they could get and get the hell out of there. It happened that fast.
It is weird sifting through stuff after it catches on fire. Like I sifted through my dad's house and one drawer, it was this desk, and one drawer was just full of water, completely full of water, and it had pictures that never dissolved. It was from the fire, you know, the fire department or whatever. But I pulled it and it was all these pictures and they were in this and they were fine.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, we laid them out and they dried.
Sometimes you see that with like tornadoes that rip through the Midwest where somebody will come back to their house and the house is leveled. I mean, all you see is a fireplace sitting there, right? But then they'll go through the stuff that's on the ground, all the, you know, scattered stuff. Then they'll find an heirloom that's untouched.
Yeah.
And that's just weird. It's bizarre.
And what you also don't know, because it gets so hot, so all of us have that coin bank, right? That coin jar or whatever. Well, my dad, you know, being older, had several of them, little ones. They all melted.
The jars did?
All the coins melt to
one. It's just one.
It's one big ball.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
That is an intense fire there.
Yeah, right?
That
it's
melts
all
the
one
coins.
Big ball.
That would be crazy to see.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
Holy moly. Yeah, so. Well, the good news is they are making progress. Is it still a bad situation? Absolutely horrible for these people because a lot of these people aren't going to be able to go back if they've got anything to go back to for quite a while. They're going to be in hotels and living. I heard Adam Carolla yesterday. His place burned, I guess, and he's in a motel. Same thing. He said he had three pairs of pants and a couple of shirts. That's it. That's all he has left. And that, you know, again, that list goes on and on of people that are in that situation. But hopefully they get a real handle. Are the winds still up and running?
They had dissipated yesterday quite a lot, but they just have some random gusts, and then it's they're screwed. But because not like that first day. The first day,
the first day was real bad.
Because I don't care, even if you had water that first day, I don't think anything was going to help.
No.
You know, it was just that 100 mile per hour winds with those embers. You're just...
The conditions were perfect, weren't they?
Yeah. And then there's so many iconic, if you've ever, because everybody knows California, like even people from Europe or whatever, because everybody goes up the PCH and you stop at those little places to go eat and stuff. They're all gone. It's so weird.
Did the Hollywood sign, did it burn?
I don't think so.
I know that hill was on fire.
It was on fire,
time.
But I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's still intact.
Yeah.
Sad situation out there. I'm sure there will be plenty of updates all day long, but hopefully they get a handle on this thing today. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.